Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, let me hear you say it.
Encourage you today, whatever your situation is, God is here. God sees all, he knows all, and certainly we can put it on the altar. We can cast our cares upon him, knowing that he cares for you. Good afternoon again. You are listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And certainly we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and that God does something for you on this Saturday afternoon. We want you to connect with us. We want you to know that in addition to Blog Talk Radio, we are syndicated on Apple, iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. And certainly you can listen to us on any of those media platforms any time of day or night at your own leisure. And so we also would like for you to connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. All you have to do is look for Global Gospel. And certainly we will be happy to accept your friend request and share comments, concerns, and questions with you through the week. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there is a direct link to each and every episode. And certainly we want you to be able to have easy access to Global Gospel. If you'd like to reach out to Global Gospel, you can reach us at P.O. Box 5331. That is Hempstead, New York. The zip code is 11550. If you'd like to email us, you can email globalgospel17@gmail.com. If you'd like to call us in studio and we open up the line, you can reach us at 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. We'd like to shout out our sponsors today, MPT Enterprise, Marlon Townsend, Abyssinia, Honor Thy Sweets, Patrice, Third Lounge, Brother Ryan Wilson, for all your media needs. Also, the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Lois Glenn Carter, and certainly Nevaeh's Cake Creations. And certainly we thank God for all of our sponsors and all of those that tune in each week with us to share the gospel. Certainly we want to shout out those that are listening, the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Cox family, the Watson family, Bowers family, Furman family, Allen family, Thompson family, Stevenson family, Locke family, Johnson family, Latham family, Davis family, all of you who are listening and connected with Global Gospel, those that are in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, Carolinas, Florida, California, Illinois, Michigan, across to the north to Canada and down to Brazil and the West Indies and to Europe and Asia and Africa. We thank God for you, and for you continuing to listen in to Global Gospel. We pray that is a blessing to each and every one of you. For those that have joined us for the first time, our theme scripture here at Global Gospel is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. We want you to know on today that the gospel is good news. It is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also to the Greek, to the rich, to the poor, to the black, to the white, to the downhearted, to the oppressed, to the crippled, to the lame, to the mute. The gospel is here on today to heal you, to save you, to deliver you, and to set you free. The gospel is comprehensive. There's no area of your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, your status that God cannot touch. And someone said God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. And so we thank God today for God and his word and healing, for healing is the children's bread. And we know that God can do all things but fail. So the gospel is here today. We present it to you that Jesus lived, that he was born, he lived, he died, he was buried, but he rose with power, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. And because Christ got up, certainly we can get up also from whatever situation that we find ourselves in. Is there anything too hard for God? There is nothing too hard for God. And certainly he can do all things but fail. He may not do what you want him to do, but he has never failed us yet. And so we believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Certainly we do have a message prepared to share with you on today. And certainly we have some information to share with you as well, because I believe that knowledge is power. And certainly we need to be empowered through knowledge and through education. My people perish because of lack of knowledge. And certainly we need to know all we can and can all we know. We started out today with Jessica Reedy, Put It on the Altar. And so we are going to come back in a few minutes with a message, but right now we are going to take a break. And this selection simply says that he, my rock. How many of you know that he's our rock? He's your rock. And certainly he's our Savior, our soon coming King. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Mountains rise and fall, seasons come and go, Father, through it all, one thing that I know, I can trust in you. People let you down, and life is filled with pain, falling to the ground, on my knees to say, I can trust in you. You were faithful in the storm, I was never left alone. Oh, no, 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 no. So when sinking sand. All other ground, you're sinking sand.
Solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And certainly we need to be sure that our anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Again, we thank you for those that have just tuned in. Once again, you're listening to Global Gospel with your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. Thank you for all of those that have joined us, to the Natale family as well. Thank God for you, and for you. You remember that you can leave us a comment on our page as well, and certainly we'll be happy to give you a shout out. I do have a scripture that I am prepared to, well, two scriptures that I am prepared to share with you on this Saturday afternoon. Two scriptures. If you want to read along or take a jot down a note, Luke chapter 6, verse 45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. And then Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 simply says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. I want to briefly talk after this selection about a heavy heart, a heavy heart. God is on our side. Because you are on our side, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, we bless your name, for you are a great God and you're worthy to be praised. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to read your word, to share your word, to expound upon your word. We pray that someone is touched, healed, delivered, saved, set free, and encouraged by this message, God, that the people see all of you and none of me, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are acceptable unto you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. A heavy heart. This has been an extremely unusual week for me. On one day this week, I received a phone call about a particular situation, and I went to check out that particular situation. Upon my arrival to the situation, I found that compounding issues made an already bad situation worse. And I left the situation a little concerned about the status and care of the individuals and the people involved. And I did what I could to help the situation. And I stated expressed as I was leaving that I would keep those individuals in prayer. On another day this week, I received information about someone that had been hospitalized. And again, I was disturbed by the situation and concerned. There was nothing that I could really do about it, but I expressed that I would be in prayer about the situation. And you see how easily things can happen to us and come at us so quickly that they could cause us to have a heavy heart. And even on yesterday, less than probably 24 hours ago, as I proceeded to get lunch, I was approached by a gentleman asking for money and then food. And I proceeded to buy them food, and I was kind of concerned because usually when people ask, they don't really want the food. They want the money, but the individual accepted the food. And as I left, they were eating the food. And again, I expressed to them that I would be in prayer for them. Even as that situation was going on, the scripture came to mind in Matthew 25 and 35, "For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me." And then in Hebrews chapter 13, it says, "Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body." And certainly we have to let love continue, and we have to bear the infirmities of the strong. And so the day-to-day issues and enigmas and complaints can really begin to weigh you down sometimes. They can sometimes press heavy on your heart. They sometimes become enduring issues for the believer, for the faith walker. These issues become your test in life. And when you deal with yourself and deal with others, you first acknowledge that the world has a sin problem, and sin is the blame for it all. And then you realize that we all have issues and we have struggles, and some people and some of us are battling habits and addictions, and they affect us and they affect the ones we love. And our hearts go out to family, friends, and strangers that we constantly see wasting life's precious moments, seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, years, and seasons. And we are challenged to ask God how long. And on the other hand, we are encouraged knowing that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We are overwhelmed and ravished with sickness and disease and medications and doctors and hospitals, but we are encouraged knowing that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. We know that there is a balm in Gilead. We know that this too shall pass. We are overtaken by bills and employment issues and housing issues, but we are encouraged knowing that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. And I don't know about you, but sometimes my need is great. My necessities are great. My wants and my desires are great. But because God is the greatest power, I know that I shall not be defeated, and you shall not be defeated, and we shall not be defeated, because we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Sometimes we have no one to tell. We have no one to confide in, no one to trust with your most private, intimate, precious, secret thoughts and emotions. But somebody put it this way, you can find an outlet in prayer. All you can do sometimes is pray, and you find that outlet in supplication, and the Spirit makes intercession in groanings and moanings. So allow sometimes to just let the Spirit of God to make intercession for you. And so you ask me, where do all of these thoughts and emotions dwell? Where are they stored? Where are they docked? Where are they placed? This brings me back to our scripture, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. God is a holy God. God is a righteous God. He's an awesome God. And he is all-knowing, and he's omnipotent, and he's all-powerful. And in his infinite wisdom, he designed your natural heart and your spiritual heart to flow, to intake and to outtake blood and emotions. And I'm not a doctor, but your heart is a muscle that can be affected by stressors in life that can ultimately affect your blood pressure, your blood flow, even your energy level. And ultimately, if either natural or spiritual is damaged, it can lead to death, both spiritual, physical, and so on. And we've said it for years without the medical understanding, but there is something called a broken heart. And what is a broken heart syndrome? It's not something that is fully understood, according to my research, and it is when you react to a physical or emotional stress, your body releases stress hormones in your blood, like adrenaline, epinephrine, and norepinephrine, and experts think that those hormones temporarily interfere with your heart's function. It disrupts your heart's normal rhythm. It causes part of your heart to temporarily enlarge. It leads to forceful contractions in other areas of your heart. And they can cause heart muscle failure. And the signs and the symptoms of this is you may have chest pain. You may have shortness of breath. You may have fluid in your lungs or irregular heartbeats. But this is a medical condition for something that we've been saying all along. And what can this lead to? It can lead to rupture of your ventricle, your walls. It can lead to blockages of blood flow. It can lead to heart failure, blood clots, and et cetera. And so, like myself, you have had some trauma in life that would have caused your heart naturally and spiritually to stop. The issues of life have rested in your heart because it is the seat of our emotion. It expresses sin or it sanctifies us. Your heart causes us to live or it causes you to die. Your hearts have been in distress and duress because people have mishandled you. They have used you and they have abused you and they have taken you for granted and they have rejected you instead of receiving you, and they have hated you instead of loving you. And sometimes our hearts have deceived us into the wrong situations. The Bible says that the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it but God? But I submit to you on today that Jesus is here to heal the brokenhearted. I heard Whitney Houston ask the question, and she said, where do broken hearts go? I know it's not gospel, but she asked the question, and she said, do they find their way home? And she wasn't talking about the same situation that I'm talking about, but I serve notice on the brokenhearted. Make your way to the arms of Jesus, for there is safety and security and healing in the arms of Jesus. This healing from hurt, from pain, from shame, from disappointment. God can fix it better than you can. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. He paid the price for me way back on Calvary, and that's why I praise him, I lift him up, and I magnify his name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. And then what does God say to those of you that have been in some situations that you think are unspeakable and unforgivable? He says, a broken and contrite heart God will not despise. He will not cast you out if you are godly sorrow. The Savior is here today. The Master hears all of your issues. And then the Bible says he'll give you beauty for the ashes. He'll give you the oil of joy for mourning. Those that have been in mourning this past year, God has joy for you. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And we talked about a heavy heart, but just begin to give God praise. Thank God for all that you have. Thank God for keeping you, for saving you, for healing, for deliverance. Thank God that your mind is intact after what you have experienced. Just have a thank you fit for all of the things that God has done, for his loving kindness, for his tender mercies. We thank God for the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness. And if you begin to give thanks, you will be alleviated of some heaviness, according to Scripture, that we might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And so today we give God glory. We give him honor. We give him praise. On today, allow the Lord to keep your heart. Allow the Lord to control your heart, to mend it. To take, all you have to do is take all of your burdens to the Savior. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. We have a high priest today that he's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Who is our high priest? Jesus the Christ, who is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. And certainly we can have a broken heart, but it doesn't have to stay broken forever. We can have some issues in life. We can have some drama. Sometimes it's not our own drama, but it's other people's drama. But all you have to do is give it to the Lord. Do your part and let God do his part. You don't have to pace the floor. You don't have to try to figure it out, because God has worked it out already. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, that are called according to his purpose. And so we give a great God great praise on today. I am grateful for all the things that God has done.
want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
Have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes,
I'm grateful.
The victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Heals the brokenhearted. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel, to heal the brokenhearted is one of the things that Christ was anointed to do, and certainly we declare it, and we walk in God's word, for his words are spirit, and they are life. I need to hear from you. 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. We are here until the 2 p.m. hour. We thank Bishop Hezekiah Walker and the Love Fellowship for that. Grateful for the things you have done. 619-924-0800. Thank you for those that are listening in wherever you may be. Connecticut, New York, Long Island. Thank God. Call me and let me know that you're listening. Leave me a comment. Tasha Cobbs says, and since we are in this mode, I'm just going to go with it. Tasha Cobbs Leonard says, gracefully broken. And certainly sometimes we have to be broken. And the songwriter said, the potter saw a vessel that had been broken by the wind and rain. And certainly, I may just play that before we leave, but certainly God wants to put us back together again. He wants to heal us everywhere we hurt. But Tasha Leonard says, gracefully broken. Stay tuned. 619-924-0800.
Mm-hmm. having these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, sing.
In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire,
ask him,
set me on fire. Here I am, God, arms wide open.
Correction, if perhaps I misquoted scripture, which can happen sometimes, not on purpose, charge it to my head and not my heart. Romans 15:1, correction, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. So the strong have to bear the infirmities of the weak. Certainly we do have a caller. God bless you, caller. Are you there?
Oh yes, Reverend Lamont. This is Prophetess
yes.
Rosa Stevenson. I just wanted to commend you on the word that you brought forth on the day. It was words for my soul. I thank God for how the Lord has used you during this last day to break the bread of life, that we, the people of the Most High God, can continue to hold on and just believe that soon and very soon that we're going to go on and meet the King. But we got to get ready. We got to get ready in our hearts, our spirits, and even our mind. And again, I say thank you. Young man, continue to preach the word of God in season and out of season, doing the work that's been assigned unto your hand.
Thank you, Prophetess Rosa Stevenson. We believe
Amen.
We received that. And certainly we want you to hang on there. We're going to let you close us out in prayer in a few minutes. Caller?
How did I get in?
Another caller?
Okay. Yeah, Ms. Lamar.
Wait.
Who are you?
Wait, got a little technical problem. Say that again. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is your mother, and I'm just giving
Hello,
you another
mother.
Shout out like last week. Hello?
Yes. I hear you. I hear you. Hello?
I enjoyed your service today. Keep on keeping on. This is your mother.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, mother. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for...
Have a nice day. Enjoy.
All right. God bless you. And also, there's some people left a comment, and they chose not to call in, but we thank you, Connie and Sal, Natalie, for listening in as well. And we thank you, Marlon, and those sponsors that are listening in from Connecticut as well. And certainly we'll be talking more about MPT Enterprise and their future events. And again, we thank you all for sharing with us today. And certainly we're going to play another selection, and then by that time it will be time for us to conclude this episode. But we want you to know that as perhaps you missed anything that we said on here today, that you can join with us at 2 p.m. And certainly we know that all our shows are archived, and so immediately following this show you can join in and listen to the whole episode in its entirety. And so this next selection, as we come down to the close of the hour, says The Broken Vessel. Stay tuned. We do have another caller. Hold on, I have a caller. Caller, God bless you.
God bless, Minister Lamar. This is about you, Brother Norman. I was just sitting here listening to, I'm enjoying your mess.
Thank you.
God bless, Minister Lamar.
Thank you,
Brother
Deacon
Norman. Yes,
for
yes,
joining.
I'm sitting here enjoying the message. I don't normally listen to the message, but I have a chance to listen to your message, and I'm very encouraging message. So keep up the good work.
Thank you. And thank you, Deacon Norman. And he always has supports and continues to support my ministry here and abroad as well. God bless you and the family. The Broken Vessel.
Thank you.
Stay tuned.
Saw a vessel. That had been broken from the wind and the rain. But he thought with so much compassion, oh Lord, to put it back together again. But I was that broken vessel, oh my Lord, that no one was any good. But I prayed that morning, I said, Lord, you are the potter, and I am the clay. Make me over again today, Lord God. This is what the Lord did one day. Jesus picked up the pieces, oh yes it is, of my broken heart,
perfect for me. Oh yeah. And me, he made me a new person. And revived my soul.
Oh, yeah. I like what the choir to tell you about.
One day, Jesus picked up the pieces.
Thank you for joining Global Gospel, and certainly we have come to the conclusion of the hour, and certainly this is Memorial Day weekend, and so we encourage everyone to be safe, drive safe, and certainly we thank God for, again, all of our listeners, Deacon Norman, Prophetess Stevenson, my mother, Mother Townsend, to Connie and Sal, Natalie, Elder Fells, Marlon, Ryan, Abyssinia, Honor Thy Sweets, Lois Glenn Carter, we thank God for you and to you. And we want everyone to join us again on next Saturday at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern time. And certainly share with us and let us all encourage each other as we go through the week. Let us be a light shining in the midst of the darkness, so that others may see and believe. And certainly, again, we thank you. We love you. Sister Mel, thank God for you as well. We know that you are listening in as well. And certainly, we are going to conclude in prayer at this time. And certainly, we all need the Lord to do something for us. And so we pray that you position yourselves in heart, mind, and spirit to let the Lord do what he needs to do. Prophetess.
Okay. Let us look at this that's able on this day. God, our Father, we honor you this day. We bless you, God, for who you are. We praise you for all the wonderful things that you've done for us thus far. God, remember your man servant, oh God, as you have anointed him to do a perfected work. God, remember all those that have listened in and have taken in the word of God. Let the word fall on good ground. Work on us, God, through the word. Oh God, let us be that one, God, that you can use in this last day. We know that, God, all over the land, people are struggling, but God, we know that every struggle that we get in, we know that you're the Lord thy God. You're able to heal, deliver, set free, and make whole. Continue to use Lombard, God, as this last day. We know, God, that you're opening up doors and you're closing others. And we just believe that whatsoever we desire when we pray, everyone on the line will be able to get the things that they need as they seek him that's able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all that they can even ask or think. According to the power, glory to God that worketh in us. We thank you for God. We'll fall on good ground. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Global Gospel, your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, every Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Lord, do something for me.
Do something for me. Oh,
talking about. God has me all.